Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bryce Harper, were you watching? The baseball gods sent a message. It's your Yahoo Sports Canada daily podcast for Thursday, September 10th. But first, sports. Good morning, happy Thursday. There is another Toronto Raptors preseason game this morning. The Raptors are playing their second of two preseason games in Japan against the Houston Rockets at 6 a.m. Eastern time this morning. If you're up a little later than that today, then you can check out Yahoo Sports Canada's website for tons of coverage. You know William Liu. He'll be doing an instant reaction podcast as well as a 10 things he noticed from the game coverage. Plenty of words and analysis as well from Vivek Jacob. Expect to hear all about that throughout the course of the day. There is also a Toronto Maple Leafs game tonight. A huge test in Toronto with the Tampa Bay Lightning in town. But first, we catch you up on last night's goings-on in the world of sports. There were a pair of sudden-death elimination Game 5s in Major League Baseball on Wednesday. The first one was just an absolute beatdown. The St. Louis Cardinals put up 10 runs in the top of the first inning against the Braves. It was over as soon as it started. Basically, Atlanta were down double digits before they even got a chance to hit. That's hard times. The Cardinals, see if you can believe this, held the 10-run lead pretty easily. They scored again in the second, two more in the third. They finished Game 5 with a 13-1 win. So that is it for the Braves. The St. Louis Cardinals are headed to the NLCS. In the late game in the NL, the Los Angeles Dodgers held the lead for 7.5 innings against the Washington Nationals. Walker Buehler, 6 2/3. The Dodgers bring in Clayton Kershaw to shut it down in relief. One of the best pitchers of all time. Clayton Kershaw goes on to give up back-to-back home runs, tying the game. Then in the 10th inning, Howie Kendrick, a grand slam to put the Nats ahead. Yes, the Washington Nationals have won a playoff series. Unbelievable. The 106-56 Dodgers are done, and the Nationals face the Cardinals in the NLCS. Absolutely unreal baseball late into the night last night. And with me this morning to talk a little playoff baseball is someone from the Yahoo Sports MLB team from the U.S. side. You may know him from his video series called Old Baseball Cards. It's Mike Oz in the building. What did you think of the crazy Dodgers Nationals series?
It was kind of ridiculous, man. Like, I feel like every game was super intense, and I think, you know, just as a sort of person watching without any kind of rooting interest, like, super entertaining. Like, it was a super fun to watch series. I feel like, the heart breaks a little bit for Kershaw just because, you know, I've been one of those people who tried to stick up for him in the past, but I don't think there's any way you get around this one. I think there's a whole lot of problems with the Dodgers. But I think that, you know, this one definitely sticks out as there's no explaining it away for Clayton Kershaw.
We saw not only the Kershaw decision, but Dave Roberts' choice to stick with Joe Kelly in the 10th after he allowed two base hits, then a walk, intentional walk, and then the grand slam. Do you think Dave Roberts comes back next year and is the manager of the LA Dodgers?
That is one that I've been pondering quite a bit. We had him in our managers on the hot seat at the end of the year, and some people were like dumbstruck that we would even suggest that. But I mean, like, here we are. I think it's a legitimate question. I think there's also a question to say, like, how are you a 106 win team and you don't have other people you could bring out of your bullpen that you trust? I mean, I think that's a big question for the Dodgers. Like, what are you doing? But I think there's seriously something to be said about, you know, is Dave Roberts your guy? There's a lot of managers out there right now that are open. So if you want, you know, or a lot of jobs that are open. So if you want like a Joe Girardi, if you want like a Joe Maddon, I mean, now would be the time to make a play for one of those guys. We know that, you know, Joe Maddon has a connection to Andrew Friedman. So, you know, maybe that's the kind of thing. I feel like managing in 2019, like we've kind of seen with the Angels, it's almost like a junior high dance, you know, it's like who doesn't have a partner. And then you're like, oh, wow, that guy's available. Maybe I don't want the partner I have right now because that guy over there, he could be mine. So I think the early playoff exit, you know, gives the Dodgers an excuse if they are interested in that. And, you know, heck, maybe Dave Roberts is like, I really want to manage the Padres. Like, that's kind of been my dream job. So there's a lot of that stuff that could happen. I certainly, you know, I don't think the odds are high that he's going to like get fired tomorrow, but I would not be surprised if he's not the manager next year.
Okay. Not to take away from the Nats, the Nats, they were down to their last in the wild card, and now they pull out a dramatic game 5 win in the LDS. What are the Nats finally exercised the demons? Bryce Harper was the problem, and now we're looking at a Nationals World Series run.
maybe they just needed Howie Kendrick all along. Maybe that's or Patrick Corbin. You know, I don't know. But I did make a sort of like the Nats are done meme.
Of course.
I think in game 3 at one point. So I think I'm going to take credit for it because I told our resident Nats fan, I was like, look, man, if they pull it out after all this, it's because of me. But I think it goes to show like, if you have 3 good starting pitchers, granted they have plenty of bullpen issues, but if you have 3 good starting pitchers and you have a Anthony Rendon and a Juan Soto, I think you can, you know, you can do a lot in the postseason. I think that's what I see when I look at the Nats.
We look at the other sudden death elimination game that was on Wednesday. How did it all go so wrong for the Atlanta Braves? Because they just got embarrassed last night.
I feel like Mike Foltynewicz was not the guy you wanted in that situation. I mean, you know, he pitched really good in the first game, but you know, take the big picture and realize that, I mean, he was in AAA and not, he wasn't in AAA for like one start or something. He was in AAA for quite a while because he had just had a bad season. And I mean, he looked great, you know, towards the end. He looked really, really good in the other game he started, but you know, obviously not super consistent, not the guy you want in that spot. We sort of said for a while, I think this year the Braves needed more pitching. They got Dallas Keuchel, which, you know, I don't think, you know, totally fixed everything, but that was a nice help. But I think ultimately they got there and, you know, they didn't have enough pitching. I mean, that's kind of what it came down to. And the middle of their lineup just didn't produce. I mean, Acuna was on base like all the time and there was just nobody driving him in.
Up here in Canada, Mike Soroka only throws 7 innings in the whole series.
Yeah, there you go. See, I just think it didn't really line up. Like, I don't feel like it lined up well for them because,
right,
you know, they didn't. And I don't know why, you know, that happened. But it just, yeah, I just think the pitching was not, you know, what you're looking for in a 5-game series. And you know what? Like, I'm shocked that we're getting Cardinals and Nats. I mean, more Cardinals than Nats. I think the Nats are, you know, they're a good team. They're a team I picked that could sort of be like a, you know, dark horse October team. But I did not expect the Cardinals. But, you know, here we are, Cardinals-Nats.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. We just found out what the matchups are. What do you think of the NLCS? How do you see it breaking down?
I will say this, too, just because I love this. The Cardinals were, like, under 500 in July. Like, they were, like,
crazy.
I remember them being, like, 43 and 44 or something like that. And you're like, man, this team, they look good for a while. And they're just – so that rides into the fact that I still think the Nats are the better team there. I think, you know – let's be real. Dodgers are a good team. If the Nats beat the Dodgers, I think the Nats can beat the Cardinals.
Right.
The pitching is there. The offense is there. I like the Nats.
In the American League, by the way, there is a do or die game 5 tonight. The Houston Astros taking on the Tampa Bay Rays with the winner punching their ticket to face the New York Yankees in the ALCS. On the ice last night, the Vancouver Canucks named the 14th captain in team history. There's a big pregame ceremony. A bunch of old Canucks captains showed up, and they handed a brand new jersey emblazoned with the C to the 14th captain of the team, Bo Horvat, the 24-year-old, in his sixth season with the Canucks, takes over the captaincy that was vacated after the 2018 season by Henrik Sedin. So Bo Horvat is the captain of the Vancouver Canucks. Some other hockey stuff. Wayne Simmonds got a nice ovation from Flyers fans in his first game back in Philly as a member of the New Jersey Devils. Simmonds spent part of eight seasons with the Flyers before being traded at last season's trade deadline, if you remember. And he signed this offseason with the Devils. And here's a hockey story I didn't expect to talk about. Former soccer goalie Peter Cech, he signed a deal to play with the Guildford Phoenix. The Guildford Phoenix, which is a hockey team in England. The 6'5", 37-year-old is going to play goalie on the ice for the first time. He had a lengthy career in the Premier League in soccer with Chelsea and Arsenal, among other things. And that, my friends, I mean, when you get to a 6'5", basically 40-year-old goalie making their hockey debut, what else is there to do? Not a whole lot. And that just about does it for this morning. As I said off the top of the show, there is brand new Toronto Raptors highlights for you to check out immediately. Go to Yahoo Sports Canada. Check those out. Will Liu, Vivek Jacob, the whole Yahoo Sports Canada team who were at Hoops Talks last night. Turn it around. Get you preseason coverage the very next day. Best in the business as well. Pre-game for the Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning game that goes on tonight. We will talk about that, both of those games, tomorrow. But that is then, and this is now. And it is time for you to get on out there and enjoy your Thursday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.